I got to tell you, Brent, I'm fascinated by the harmonics involved in astral projection and other ways to let your mind go. And this Peruvian whistling vessel, is it still made? Is it made commercially? I mean, can you pick one of these things up?
Well, Don Wright still makes them. The ones he makes are real high-pitched Chimu vessels. The UCLA study said I think they were around 1,270 hertz. 2,670 hertz.
So he echoes basically what the original one sounded like.
Right. This is close to what the original ones. They're functional replicas. I happen to have one right beside me here. If you'd like.
Can you? Yeah. Would you?
Here.
Puff into it. Here we go.
Okay. As I say, it's a high-pitched whistle.
Well, and let me ask you this: what's going to happen to us when you do this? Anything?
Well, now, Brad Steiger used to use years ago whistling the recordings in the background for a lot of the meditations, guided meditations that he used to do. You don't get the same inner ear sound that, combination tones and such that you get hearing it live.
Okay.
But some people say it's, they have some kind of a response to it.
So you're not going to disjoint us from our bodies, are you?
No, I don't think there'll be anything too dramatic. But if there is, hope they'll call in.
Well, they'll call in or they'll send us a little fast blast message before when they come back.
Okay. So anyway, this will give you an idea of how they sound.
All right, here we go. Peruvian whistling vessel. There's nothing wrong with a radio, by the way. All right. So can you play tunes on it, or it's just that one sound?
Well, if you play tunes on it, it's just not the same. It's the one sound, but when you have a group of them in concert together, people all blowing at the same time, this is when it causes this the inner ear to vibrate like it does, and it creates kind of a roaring or a low fluttering sound as compared to...
All right, there's some reason then, scientifically, that sound does something to the inner ear, creates some kind of vibration, and it affects consciousness somehow.
Right. I've been in touch with Dr. Strassman, Rick Strassman again, on the DMT studies. I wrote to him and asked him if he thought that it might... because he mentioned about how chanting might... vibrate the harmonics in the head, the pineal gland where perhaps some of these psychoactive chemicals are, might activate those. He thought that it could. In fact, he had already had an experience with Don Wright where he heard the vessels themselves, so he thought they were definitely, there's a possibility there.
That's interesting. All right, one more time for us.
Oh, you want to hear it again?
Yep.
Okay.
Gosh, I'd love to hear that thing live.